Welcome back, everybody. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. You're going to want to keep it locked all hour. I got Representative Gwen Moore, the fabulous Gwen Moore, joining me at the bottom of the half hour. And Kelvin, if you can hop in, I'm going to have to reboot because I think I'm getting a little bit of feedback.
Yeah, Maggie, you are having a little bit of feedback. Maggie will be right back. Coming up, she's got Gwen Moore at 10:30 or 2:30. I'm all set on matinee on air time, but that's going to be a great conversation. And Maggie is already back. Look how fast that was. She's not actually already back, but coming up later on after Gwen Moore, we have Ask Maggie, where you can text in or email your questions to Ask Maggie anything you want, whether it's about sports, pop culture, music, anything you want. And here Maggie is back.
Thanks so much, Kelvin. Gosh, gotta love little tech foibles on Friday. We'll keep persevering. I had one last quick thing that I wanted to share with you all, and it is not a piece of breaking news. It is a, hey, you remember when this happened? Kel, if you could play that little cut that we found for all of our listeners, I'd appreciate it.
Putin would be sitting in Kyiv with his eyes on the rest of Europe, starting with Poland. And why don't you tell the 800,000 Polish Americans right here in Pennsylvania how quickly you would give up for the sake of favor and what you think is a friendship with what is known to be a dictator who would eat you for lunch.
Yeah, she got that one pretty right, didn't she? Oopsie-daisies. Anyways, had to just share that little flashback. Yes, that was from the one, count them, one debates between Kamala Harris and Donald Trump, basically predicting the future if Donald Trump were to get elected. And oh, yep, here we are. Let's move on. I want to talk about the SAVE Act as well as this bill that has been introduced in Missouri. Let's start with the Missouri bill. This is a bill called the Save Missouri Babies Act. It's an effort that would require pregnant people to register with the state, because that doesn't sound like some Orwellian dystopic nightmare. Have to register with the state, and it will then track people, women, at, quote, at risk for seeking abortion services to, quote, reduce the number of preventable abortions. If passed, this state-run registry of pregnant women would start on July 1st, 2026, and would be managed by the Maternal and Child Services Division of the State Department of Social Services. Now that is a really good and efficient use of taxpayer dollars, isn't it? Which is one step away from the thing that Missouri tried to do, oh yay, way back in 2019, which was to track women's pregnancies. Randall Williams, the state's top health official back in October of 2019, late October, admitted in a hearing that the state was monitoring information about Planned Parenthood patients, and in some cases had a spreadsheet of certain patients' menstrual cycles with the aim of identifying those that had failed abortions. So keep in mind the context here. Voters in Missouri voted to preserve the right to choose. This is Republicans in Missouri trying to get around the voice of the people. This is sick. There's no other word for this than sick. Do you think men would be like, yeah, come and monitor how many times I masturbate in a month? Yep, I'll register with the state about how many sexual partners I have, or if I'm taking Viagra, because the state will now inspect whether or not I am, one, able to have children, two, married, and three, if my wife is able to have, like, would men ever permit this level of intrusion into the most intimate areas of their life? Hell no. It is all absolutely appalling. Wanted to share two cuts with you. JD Vance is very close with a bunch of dudes known as the Theo Bros. there's a bunch of millennials that are headed up by an older fellow, loose conflagration. They're all Christian nationalists. They want to start their own cities and towns. And most of them believe that the 19th Amendment should be abolished. I'm going to get to that in just a second. But let's take, this will be cut 7 on what godly women should do. This is the leader of the Theobro movement speaking here.
Godly women want to feed their men. Godly women are designed to make the sandwiches. When women were granted the right to vote, we were so muddled we thought we were giving the franchise to women when we were in fact taking it away from families.
And just for the record, you know, yeah, I think the 19th Amendment should be repealed. I think that because, well, first and foremost, because I'm a Christian. If we had a Christian nation and women could vote, then within 50 years, we would no longer have a Christian nation.
Okay, first off, that was Doug Wilson, the sandwich guy. The next one that explicitly said the thing about the 19th Amendment, his name is Joel Webbin. This idea that giving women the right to vote took the right away from families, well, that's right in J.D. Vance's wheelhouse. Let's take a listen to J.D. Vance in 2021 saying basically exactly that.
Let's give votes to all children in this country, but let's give control over those votes to the parents of those children. Children are the future of this country, and yet the parents who have them actually have no advantage in our democratic process. They have a smaller voice in some ways than the people who don't have any children at all. When you go to the polls in this country as a parent, you should have more power, you should have more of an ability to speak your voice in our democratic republic than people who don't have kids. Now, people will say, and I'm sure The Atlantic and The Washington Post and all the usual suspects will criticize me about this in the coming days. Well, doesn't this mean that non-parents don't have as much of a voice as parents? Doesn't this mean that parents get a bigger say in how our democracy functions? Yes, absolutely.
That is how a slick charlatan like J.D. Vance makes something as abhorrent as removing the franchise from women sound good. Remember where all of this comes from. This is deep misogyny and anti-woman hate. We now have the federal law equivalent of all of that ideology showing up in the SAVE Act, which makes itself out to be something that's about voter fraud. It's not. It's about disenfranchising people because it's going to require you to have a birth certificate or passport when you register to vote. Of course, as any woman who's gotten married and taken her husband's name, it's a little hard sometimes after you get your name changed. And oh yeah, marriage certificates aren't considered under the SAVE Act to be good evidence of your citizenship and registration.